OK, donc bonjour à tous et bienvenue à cette disponibilité média des Canadiens, à cette deuxième journée du camp des recrues. Good day everyone and welcome to this Montreal Canadian Media Availability for this day two of Rookie Camp. J'invite les médias à lever la main de façon virtuelle si vous désirez poser une question à Caden Goulet. La première question, first question, will go to Jonathan Bernier, le Journal de Montréal. Jonathan, c'est à toi.
Merci Charles. Hello Caden. Just would like to know what last year when you played in the World Junior and when you played your three games with the Laval Rockets, what did you learn from those experiences and what can you bring from those experiences to this camp and the next training camp?
Yeah, I think pace of play obviously was high when I was with the Rocket, and you know those players are big and strong, and you got to limit your mistakes and they're probably going to end up in the back of your net. So I think that's the biggest thing I was trying to bring to this camp and moving forward is just those little mistakes, just trying to limit those as much as possible.
Do you see any openings on the blue line with the Montreal Canadiens right away right now?
That's not really my place to say. I mean, just here and trying to learn as much as possible and play as hard as I can. So.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Merci. Prochaine question, Martin McGuire.
Hi, Caden. Thanks for doing this today. There was not many games for you and a lot of hockey players because of the COVID. How important will be the next season?
Yeah, I think it's obviously very important. Kind of getting back to normal here, which is nice, and hopefully get in our full season in PA. And yeah, it'll be nice to get back to Rome with a full season. And I mean, going back on the road on the bus with the guys and just those little things are things that you miss a lot. So I'm excited to kind of get back to normal and play a full season again.
Realistically, how can you project yourself in the future in this organization?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully be here someday. It's kind of hard to say. I mean, there's lots of good players here, and I mean, all I can really do is learn as much as possible and play as much as I can. So, or play as hard as I can. So, I mean, it's hard to say. Again, that's not something to really ask me. It's more something to ask the management and the staff. So just coming here and trying to learn as much as possible and play as hard as I can.
Thanks for your time.
Merci, Martin. Stu Cowan, the Montreal Gazette.
Hey, Caden, I imagine you watched a lot of Canadians games on TV last season. Was there anything specific you were watching or looking for when you were watching the games?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a defensive standpoint and seeing them go far in the playoffs, I mean, all those guys could play a ton of minutes. I mean, they could all defend very well, and they were mean, they were strong. Just looking at the sheet here in the locker room, they're all over 220 pounds, so... I mean, that's just something that you notice and just how hard they play and how much they can play in all situations.
I noticed yesterday on the ice and you're being quite physical in front of the net yourself. Is that something, a mindset you have coming into this camp? And also, I know it's only 2 days on the ice, but just your first impressions on JF Wool as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I try to put into my game is being physical at all areas of the ice. And I mean, in front of the net, it's my job to get those guys out of there and try not to let them whack in a rebound or tip in a puck. So being physical is part of it. And I mean, JF, he seems like a good coach. I mean, having him for 2 days, the practices have been good and got to chat with him a little bit over the past few days. So he seems like a good coach and I'm excited to learn a lot from him this week.
Thanks, Caden. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stu. Richard Labbé, La Presse.
Yeah, hi. I want to ask you about if you had any discussions with anybody within the organization, coaching staff and the such, as to what they're expecting out of you for this coming season.
No, not really yet. I mean, just kind of introduce myself. It's first time I'm meeting a lot of these people face to face. So more just introduction. And I mean, we're only a couple days into camp, so maybe that conversation will come up a little bit later, but no, just kind of getting to know everybody. And yeah, that's about it so far.
You talked about the, your time in Laval and the mistakes that need to be corrected. As a player, what do you think you need to be working on going forward?
I think just little stick handles. I mean, when you're playing in junior, the game's not as fast and you have time for some of those little stick handles before you make a pass. And I think that's something that they were stressing with me last year when I was in Laval for a little bit. So just those little stick handles and getting the puck and moving it and knowing what you're going to do before you get it is huge. So just little details like that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merci, Richard. Arpin?
Hello, Caden. Wanted to pick up on that last point. I think last year, or after you were drafted, you mentioned that's something that you needed to work on in terms of decision making and being quick with decisions. It strikes me that that's something that it's one thing that's almost impossible to work on without hockey games going on. I mean, you didn't have that many last year. So how did you stay sharp last season? Like, how are you once you left Laval and went back to PA and played the schedule that you did, how are you able to improve yourself without necessarily having the luxury of that many games to play?
I mean, in practice, you do a little regroup drill or making passes. You just no stick handling and don't dust it off. Just move the puck. And I mean, there's always something to work on in practice. And that's something I try to work on every day in practice, just making those simple passes and moving it quick and on the tape. So, I mean, even though there's no games, there's always something you can work on in practice. So it's something that I stress in practice a lot.
And just if I could, you know, growing up as a kid, having an older brother, you know, even playing in PA before you and just watching his hockey journey, what kind of influence did that have on you as a kid? And how much did you take from being in an environment where you had, you know, a professional hockey player in your family?
Yeah, I was very fortunate. He's obviously a big part in my hockey career and my life. I'm very lucky to have him and going to these camps. He gives me advice that there's probably some people that don't get, and I'm lucky to have that and to see how hard he works and kind of hear stories of what the NHL is like and what pro hockey's like. So no, he's been huge for me and in life and in my hockey career. So I'm very fortunate for him.
Thank you, Caden.
Nick Landry.
Hello, Caden. I know you were asked earlier about if you thought maybe a spot would be open for you this year at the NHL level, and obviously some things are out of your control, but I'm just wondering if your short stint in the AHL last year might have given you a sense of how close or how far you might be right now from that level, from the NHL level.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to say again. Just go out there and play as hard as I can, and whatever happens, happens, and try to make the decision hard on the management. And if you come up short, you know, sometimes just things don't go your way and you just got to keep working hard. And yeah, that's all I can really do at this point now. Some things are out of my control. So, I mean, things like that happen. You just keep working hard and keep your head down and keep going. So.
And in regards to your hand injury that you had last season, can you give us an idea of what the rehabilitation process was like, and maybe how long was it before you had no limitation on your hand? It was fully healed.
Yeah, it was about 2 months in a splint, and then about 3 weeks in rehab. So I was back on the ice early June, like probably June 2nd or 3rd. So. Yeah, it was obviously a little bit unfortunate that happened, when I was in PA or in Regina there in the bubble, but, felt like I was playing catch up a little bit. So I was just on the ice as much as I could, for the last 3 months of summer and, trying to kind of catch up a little bit to those guys that got to play. So, obviously unfortunate. Yeah, again, just something that, happens in hockey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take two more for Caden. We'll go with Grant McCagg, and then we'll finish this up with Amy Johnson. Grant, you're up.
Hey, Caden. I know I was watching the game there where you got injured. Was it a shot that or a stick?
Yeah, it was a shot. It was probably start of the third period, and just got a shot kind of in an awkward place, really unlucky that it got there. And yeah, I just finished the game off and Yeah, that was it.
Were you able to, curious whether you were able to lift weights and stuff before, you know, before the rehab was done, or like, were you doing any physical work in the time that you know, that you were off? And what is your height and playing weight today, as opposed to at the end of the season? Have you put on some pounds in the off season?
Yeah, I was right after my injury, I took probably about a week and a half off once I got home, 2 weeks, and I was back in the gym doing a lot of legs and power stuff and speed stuff, which I was able to do, and you know, put in a little bit of light weights for my hand, so that it wasn't just getting totally weak, trying to do little things like that. And right now I'm 6'2", 200 pounds. So I was about 195 last year, maybe, when I was in playing with PA. So yeah, I mean, just trying to do little things as much as I could during my injury, trying to keep strong while it was all going on.
Thank you, Grant. Last question, Amy Johnson.
Thanks, Charles. Good afternoon, Caden. A question for you more in terms of your off-ice persona. You know, Rob Ramage even mentioned the other day how, you know, the significance of the fact that you wore a C for the Raiders last year, talked about your confidence and your solid attitude being grounded. Who do you, aside from the influence of your brother, obviously, who do you model your off-ice game after? Was there coaches or other influences or other NHL players that you looked up to? Who do you model that portion of yourself after?
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of players nowadays that are more like that. I mean, you get Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, Shea Weber, like they're all very grounded, humble guys, and don't talk about themselves a lot. They do a lot for the team. And I mean, I think a lot of that stems from how I was brought up. I was always told to always just stay humble and have a good attitude about everything. And obviously, like you said, like my brother is a big part of that. My mom and my dad, they're both very, very strict on us being humble. And so, I mean, that's just how we were both brought up in that way. And then obviously you see those high end players like that in the media or whatever like that. So you want to be like them. So again, just how I was brought up, and you see those great players doing that. So.
Coach mentioned that the pace, he was almost a little surprised at the tempo yesterday. It's been 2 days of practice so far. Can you describe what the compete level's been like?
Yeah, it's been great. Guys want to be here and show a good first impression and make a name for themselves. So it's been great. First two skates have been really good, and coaches have been great. So yeah, no, I'm excited for the next week and the game. So it'll be really good. I'm excited.
Excellent. Thanks, Caden. Have a good camp.
Thanks, guys. Merci.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks, Caden. Appreciate it. We'll be back with Raphaël Harvey-Pinard shortly. Thank you.